So besides the fact that, you know, he's taking over the acting industry, and by that I mean unexpected appearances on Netflix and other movies, I see that Pokemon Go has partnered with Ed Sheeran for a special in-game event. What can we expect from this 8-day event, and how do you get access to this platform?
Yes, Mag, it's good to see Ed Sheeran all over the place. Of course, he has his special performance, which can be accessed through the newsfeed in-game. So just hop in there, scroll down, click on the link, and it'll take you straight to that. He performs a few of his songs in there. And speaking about the songs, Overpass Graffiti will also be part of the in-game music. So, you know, people can hop in and listen to that. We'll also be seeing a few extra water-type Pokemon appearing because, you know, Ed Sheeran always chooses water Pokemon. So we'll be seeing Totodile, Mudkip, Piplup, Oshawott, Froakie, as well as Squirtle. Now, everyone except for Froakie will have the potential to be shiny as well. And of course, Squirtle will be spawning with his sunglasses on, which you can then evolve all the way through towards Blastoise. So it's definitely interesting to have those few extra features come in. So quite excited to get my very own sunglass Blastoise.
So I was chatting to a friend yesterday regarding Fortnite and if we will see a Chapter 3 coming through after 5 December, since Season 8 is coming to an end on 5 December. What also caught my attention was her mentioning the amount of action and betrayal Season 8 had to offer.
Yes, Max, Season 8 has definitely been full of a lot of action and the betrayal. Now, just to give you a quick update on what we've seen in this past season, we saw the good old Dr. Sloan recruiting the Loopers. She had then dispatched the aliens by arming some massive bomb, after which she turned on the players, leaving them to die in the explosion. The mothership was revealed to be some sort of storage device or facility for countless cubes, which of course were scattered all across the map in various colors. And they then started moving a few days later, heading towards the center of the map. They left behind them a trail of these beautiful amber colors. Now, as they started localizing in the center of the map, they summoned an otherworldly being, which turned out to be the Cube Queen. Now, she was demanding her cube monsters leave nothing behind in their destruction of the island. Her convergence is now home to the pyramid. It has markings of some sort of part natural, part synthetic device. And of course, the good old doctor also finally lifted the lid on what was beyond the formerly impenetrable walls of the redacted bunker. Turned out it was the IO staging facility. Not quite sure what the doctor is staging this time around. But with another season of Fortnite quickly approaching chaos on an epic scale, we can reasonably expect an end of season event to cap things off for Season 8 and possibly all of Chapter 2.
So today is officially Black Friday. A lot of people are excited. Stores will be pumping and very busy. Online market will be moving. What's on the menu?
Well, you call it a menu, I'd probably call it a buffet. I mean, this is Black Friday week. We've been seeing specials across the board, be it from games to consoles, multi-platform gaming. It is just absolutely crazy. There's specials on almost everything in the gaming universe, so be sure to check it out. Definitely, I've been keeping my eye on a few things, and man, so far it is looking pretty good. So if you haven't yet gotten into any of those Black Friday specials, be sure to check them out. And that ranges from anything. Even the main major gaming distributors, they've got specials on. A lot of the shops have got specials going on with, you know, not only gaming stuff, but pretty much everything else as well. So yeah, definitely Big Friday is always that time of the year if you're a little bit strapped for cash. You know, we can make the most of what you have available.